currently at Teddy's home on the Gold Coast in the presence of his family and friends. They're celebrating a huge milestone. Today is Teddy's 40th birthday.
He once was no one's son and had a broken heart to mend. But look around you now and see your very many friends.
The convener of Refugee Network Gold Coast, Yvette Dempsey, is currently sitting with me. How has your night been, Yvette?
It's been very enjoyable indeed. It's been a while since I first met Teddy, and to be here on his 40th birthday is something that's very special.
And why is that? How did you meet Teddy?
I met Teddy because of my connection with refugees and the fact that he'd been in detention in Japan.
And what have you seen from refugees and their experiences trying to adjust to Australian culture?
I met a number of the young men who came as unaccompanied minors who were in the Tigers 11 soccer team. I've been so impressed by how many of them have won citizenship awards, have done very well at uni, and have become really respectable and fine, upstanding members of the community.
And with all the debate surrounding refugees at the moment with offshore processing, what's your opinion on that issue?
I think that it's a huge fuss about a very small problem. I'm not sure why the politicians beat it up to be such a big one. I think we have the capacity to look after people who seek our protection, and I think they should be processed in the community where it would be a lot better and a lot cheaper for all concerned.
There's so many people from the African community here to celebrate Teddy's birthday. Doroje from Ethiopia is with me now. Could you tell me a bit about your story and how you came to Australia?
5 years ago, I've been in Ethiopia. So because of a political situation, I left my country. After that, I get asylum to come in Australia. That's why I'm coming in Australia 9 months ago.
And what would you say to people who are wondering what it's like to be a refugee? Could you describe that to me?
Actually, a refugee life is very hard. But since I came in here, I'm not feeling like a refugee. Just I'm feeling like a citizen. Really, the Australian government, they are offering a lot of things for refugee peoples.
Hi, my name is Michael Kaflimirim.
And where are you from, Michael?
Yeah, I'm from Eritrea. Eritrea is like in East Africa, just above Ethiopia.
And why are you here in Australia now?
Myself, I'm sponsored by my sister, just to get a better education and then better living as well. It's a bit complex because like Australia is such a paradise country. It's just for a good job prospect. It's just a paradise.
Here at Teddy's 40th birthday, there is a big poster on the wall that is asking for donations. And I'm speaking with the president of Tesla Oz, Neil Jones. What's this all about, Neil?
A group of interested local Gold Coast people formed a charity to try and assist a number of causes in Ethiopia. Our project this year is to complete the building of a small medical clinic in a town called Budé in Ethiopia. Teddy was our inspiration, being a refugee from Ethiopia. He's now a happy Australian citizen.
So what is this clinic going to mean for Ethiopia?
Well, Budé is just a small country town, but it'll provide very basic medical services in an area where there's almost no medical services now. That's a start.
I'm speaking with Gold Coast City Councillor Peter Young, and he knows Teddy very, very well. Could you tell me a bit about this, Peter?
Well, Teddy and I first got to meet each other maybe 10 years ago, and we've become really good friends. He's a very dynamic personality. Anybody that knows him will tell you that. And he's done heaps of good things for the African community on the Gold Coast.
Well, I've actually heard, as your role on the Gold Coast City Council, that you've actually been a very integral member in helping out the African community. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, I suppose it really came from the fact that Teddy's a great guy, and he approached me and made me really open my eyes to the fact that there is a great community of African people here in the city, coming from many, many different African countries, and it's just been a blessing to me.
I'm finally with with the man himself, Teddy. What does being 40 mean to you, and what's it like having all these great people here?
I'm really excited about tonight. We have people from all over the world. For me, it reminds me where I come from today and to appreciate life that I've lived for 40 years. At the same time, it doesn't matter you are 40s. What it matters is what you've achieved in your life, what you've done to the community, to your family.
Malcolm Lidet. Happy birthday, mean in our language, Malcolm Lidet.